Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination every week for great ideas, actionable advice, everything you need to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy for your mobile app. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove. Mobile Groove, which you might know, a top 50 ranked tech site that is also worth a visit as I'm getting a new look and also accepting guest column contributions. So if you want to get submission guidelines, you can DM me on Twitter at Peggy Ann or email me Peggy@mobilegroove.com. And so here we are, and I don't know about you, but every week it seems that I'm seeing another announcement from a brand, from a company, from an advertiser out there making the decision to run their own media operations in-house, to bringing it all back in-house. That can be programmatic, search, paid, social, the whole deal back in-house for data transparency, greater control. And it's something where we're seeing reports about this. For example, a new report from ISBA and the marketing group Oliver talking about how the vast majority of UK brands, for example, are considering establishing on-site or in-house capabilities. So there's something going on out there. And to get to the bottom of this today, we have Shamel Lace. He is CEO and founder of AppSumer. That's a paid marketing intelligence company, a new type of company, also kind of exciting in a way. Welcome to the show, Shamel.
Hey, Peggy. Great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here because in the middle of all of this, I get the feeling that either there's a mega trend on its way here or I'm just seeing an awful lot of the same news. What's happening out there? I mean, what are you seeing?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I mean, we definitely see the same, and it's definitely a much wider trend. I think, you know, my background's come from agency side, so I think we've been seeing it coming and increasing over the past few years. And I think really this year, we've seen a lot of initiatives. Either there's brands who are already managing things in-house and they're trying to increase the amount that they manage in-house, or we're seeing more and more traditional brands who have traditionally outsourced it going in and skilling up their in-house expertise.
So is this just like Facebook taking that in-house? Because that's pretty simple. This is probably more complex than that, right?
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's the wider piece. People are looking at all channels. So it's kind of what happened with search probably 5 to 6 years ago. And we see more and more businesses who rely on these channels taking it in-house. And we're seeing that same shift happen in mobile. So the really, really big retail brands who are seeing more and more traffic come through mobile, I guess it's got to that stage where it's just so big that they can't ignore it and they can't afford to rely on an external party to manage that level of marketing spend.
So, I mean, some of the reasons I'm seeing in these surveys and in this news is that, you know, it's the need for speed. It's the desire for data control. Agility. These are all the reasons that are given for this. I mean, what do you see as being the reason for doing this? Because it's not simple to do, but there must be overriding reasons and concerns that say, okay, I'll take on this complexity because I want to have control of the data. What is the dynamic here?
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's ultimately twofold. One's just from a kind of cost savings perspective, which is kind of really easy to justify. You know, once you start spending more and more in a specific channel, the fees that you pay for someone to manage externally, you could for that same amount of money start hiring an internal team. And I guess the benefit of actually having that internal team is you're ultimately a lot closer to the data. You have access to insights that an external company may not have. And this includes, you know, your first party internal data. You may be looking at things like lifetime value, predictive numbers, and all sorts, and things like retention rates, which are, you know, typically data that's a lot harder for external companies to get access to. So when you kind of couple that together with also the ability of, you know, a marketeer who's in-house is also a lot closer to the brand, and is also a lot, can be a lot more reactive to the wider business context and what's happening at a very high level.
And as you said, I mean, it's, I don't know the numbers. I'd be really interested to hear this, actually, Shamel. You know, how much is the potential savings? You're saying that, you know, for the amount I'm paying an agency, I could have an in-house team.
Yeah. So, and again, it's definitely not to knock agencies. I think there's, you know, certain types of brands where it's definitely efficient. But as an example, you know, typically agencies can take fees from between 10 to 20% of a media budget. So, you know, once your budget starts to scale, and let's say, you know, you're spending over $100,000 a month on paid advertising, you know, that's very, you know, $10,000 a month, $10,000 to $20,000 you're spending with an external partner. And it's definitely enough to hire at least one or two heads to start managing things internally.
So, I mean, your company, AppSumer, you know, a paid marketing intelligence company, we were actually talking before the show, you know, what kind of company is that? Because it's an entirely new type of company in the ecosystem, you could almost say. You know, it wasn't there last year, or maybe not as strongly needed as it is now. So tell me about AppSumer. What is a paid marketing intelligence company? What does it do?
Yeah, so the best way to look at it is it's ultimately the final layer in your marketing stack, the layer that you would make decisions on where to invest your media budgets. And I guess the reason it's a new space is it's traditionally been something that's been left to spreadsheets. It's usually the thing that everyone's doing, logging into various different tools, collating it, aggregating it into one spreadsheet and making decisions off the back of that. And I guess the need for such a tool and that we've seen over time is the amount of data is getting larger and larger. And again, there's limitations on how much you can handle in spreadsheets. There are other visualization tools that have been around, such as Tableau. But again, what we find with those tools, they're built for very wide use cases. So as a paid media marketeer, there's some very specific metrics, very specific types of data and where, you know, places the data comes from. So we're very focused on paid marketing for mobile first companies. And it's ultimately to make that whole decision-making process as effortless as possible.
So what are you in practice? You know, when I'm dealing with AppSumer, when I'm looking at the dashboard, what can I plug in? What can I include? It seems that I have, you know, the ultimate overview over my spend and over my results. But maybe that's just me simplifying it. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, you know, in terms of where the data comes from, so we take data from all sources, including mobile measurement partners. So typically that's where you would see things like the number of installs, the amount of events you're doing. Again, you can't make decisions just by looking at revenue and events. You also need to look at the cost, which completes the picture, and you start looking at ROI. So mobile measurement partners, one source. The other sources are all the various media channels and places that you would buy media from. And then where I guess a lot of our customers use us is to also incorporate their internal data, which doesn't usually sit with a mobile measurement partner. And this is the data that the businesses ultimately report on for their internal financials. So it's really important for businesses to have a complete overview of all these metrics, how they all differ, either to identify if there are discrepancies, but also to make decisions on really what's going to move the needle for their business.
Well, that's a great place to take a break because, you know, we do agree, you know, it's all about data-driven marketing, the trend of data-driven marketing stronger than ever before. And when we get back after the break, we will talk about how you can actually prepare to be data-driven. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Get educated and entertained by our panel of on-air experts and peers, and engage with us anytime by following us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn, so you can reach us before and after every program located on our new social shareable live streaming player. Access the new Cranberry Radio live stream player at our website, cranberry.fm.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's FJORGEdigital.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Grieve. And of course, our guest today, Shamel Lace. He is the CEO and founder of AppSumer, a paid marketing intelligence company. Shamel, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, that mega trend. You know, if it's marketing in 2017, it's data driven. It's just the way it is. Now I'd like to understand a little bit of, okay, if we all agree we need to be data-driven, you know, how do we do that? So how would I engage with AppSumer? How would I even prepare myself as a marketer, as a brand, to say, okay, I want to do this in-house. How do I start?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, the great thing about what we do is we don't require any engineering or any development work. There are some areas that you'd need to make sure you've got covered. So the first one is ensuring that there is an attribution tool. So that's the tool that decides on which advertising source should get attributed a specific event or revenue. So that's really the first key. And the second one is, again, it's ultimately, you know, it's kind of in the name, it's a paid marketing tool. So it makes sense once you're running enough different channels. If you start with a lot lower budgets, we're probably not the right tool for you, just purely because you probably have less of a challenge with fragmentation of data. So it's very common. A lot of brands would start with advertising on Facebook or Google, which are great places to start. But it's really when you start to scale, when you're trying to get a lot more volume, things can become, this is where we see brands start diversifying their media investment. And at that stage, that's when it becomes really handy to a tool like AppSumer or even just overall trying to be more data driven. So in terms of preparation, you know, making sure you've got your attribution tool all set up, making sure you've agreed internally, not just as a marketing team, but with the wider business or finance team, how you actually attribute revenue. So some of the biggest challenges we find is when people start to work with AppSumer and start putting everything in one place, they start to realize that all these different sources actually have their own attribution models. So as an example, Facebook can't see where else you're advertising. So usually they would see a lot higher numbers than the attribution tools. So it's really clear to just be aligned internally on how everything is going to be measured. And then after that, really, it's we work all off APIs. So we've got plugins with all these various attribution tools, as well as all the media partners, and we can get set up very quickly.
I'm just curious, do you also advise companies to sort of get their data house in order? Because it seems to me that you might even have clients that, you know, oops, I didn't know it was doing that. I had that tool with that particular function. It seems like part of this is not just using AppSumer, but maybe also getting a little bit of order in there. Do you assist clients with that?
Yeah, definitely. And it's not something we necessarily charge for. It's part mm-hmm. of the onboarding process. Mm-hmm. And it's one of these things we end up actually just stumbling across whilst we're doing the onboarding. It's a very fragmented space. So it's, you know, not no fault of the marketeers or the tools. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just not widely known that these tools just attribute so differently. We come across this very frequently where things start becoming a bit grey when you have things like acquisition channels and retargeting channels. Mm-hmm. And then you start looking at specific channels who attribute based on impressions or clicks. So it can get a bit confusing, but again, there's some great tools out there in terms of the attribution tools that make it a lot mm-hmm. easier. And it's just about sometimes, you know, trusting those attribution tools. We've come across brands in the past who have seen better numbers on Facebook and they've been reluctant to use the attribution tools because they're scared of those numbers suddenly looking a lot worse than they have done. But in the long run, it's better practice and it pays mm-hmm. off.
I'm just curious. I mean, I know for a fact that your company is gaining quite a lot of steam and a lot of notoriety out there in the market, and we'll be hearing and seeing a lot more of it. But in the meantime, maybe you can let me in on a customer case study, even if you can't name the client. Just sort of give me an idea of the impact, you know, the uplift, because this is a project that you need to undertake, as you just mentioned. But there are, you know, there is a return on the effort, on the investment to do it. So tell me about that, you know, the journey and the benefit.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, we work with various brands, so from top grossing apps to early stage apps that are launching, who have recently been venture backed and are trying to gain some traction. A really good example is we worked with a restaurant booking app in the UK. Mm-hmm. One of their biggest challenges was, again, as a venture-backed or investor-backed company, they had certain metrics that they had to meet in order to meet the next round of funding. And for them, it was very important to prove the unit metrics of the business to actually stay in business. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't seem viable. They're not going to get the next round of funding and so on. And really, we worked with them on a consultancy basis whilst plugging in our tool. And their biggest challenge was really they were trying to drive a first-time reservation. And the biggest challenge was the delay that these guys had from someone installing an app to actually making that reservation. Mm-hmm. And trying to optimize towards that, you know, we can't wait 30 days to decide where we're going to spend our media budget or which creative we want to pause. Yeah. So we started working really closely with their internal data science team, who actually put together a predictive lifetime value score that they were able to calculate within about 2 days of activity in the app. So looked at various factors, you know, how many times were they looking at certain pages, how long did it take to register, and they would output back to us a specific predictive conversion value. And what our tool allowed us to do is actually take that data, combine it with attribution tool data in terms of installs and also the various spend. And we were able to then give them insight on where to best optimize all the way down to a predictive lifetime value. And their CPAs went down significantly. Off the top of my head, it was the CPA was reduced over 70% and the volume
Whoa,
went up by 4x.
70? You didn't say 17. Yeah. You said 70, right, Shamil?
Yeah, that's right.
That is a lot.
So it was pretty significant to the fact mm-hmm. point where I guess it just proved their unit metrics and these guys actually didn't have to raise more money and they ended up getting acquired. And I guess, you know, that's what it all comes back down to. Everyone's running a business and there's certain numbers that they need to meet. And it is all a numbers game. By being able to understand what levers to pull, you can really have a big impact on the business.
That's really a good point, Shamil, you know, about the numbers, because we weren't really in tune with LTV like a year ago or even, you know, a year and a half ago. We were all thinking CPIs in the app space. It was all about cost per install, and I'm going to get in there and I'm going to run up and I'm going to, you know, get featured if you had a, you know, like a free to play type of thing, or if you're a brand, you just wanted to get, you know, high ratings and a lot of buzz around your brand. But you're mentioning now a lot about LTV. I mean, is that where the thinking is in the industry? Is this going to be what's driving, for example, demand for your business going forward? Is basically tougher metrics that you have to meet?
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's, you know, there's wider kind of macro pressures as well, just from a venture capital perspective. I think the markets have realigned, that investors are becoming, you know, holding brands a lot more accountable for their marketing spend. Mm-hmm. And it really, you know, ultimately for consumer internet and gaming businesses, which is, you know, really the space we're working with, the metric that really matters to all of these guys is what's the lifetime value and what's the cost of acquiring a customer, and really what's that ratio and how long does it take me to pay back that cost. And if you can, you know, smash through these metrics, then you not only you build a really sustainable business, but you typically unlock further budget to scale a lot quicker.
I mean, that is it in a nutshell, really. It is a numbers business. It's, you know, knowing your metrics, watching your metrics, measuring your metrics. That's why you need paid marketing intelligence. And Shamil, after the break, I'm going to ask you to share with our listeners a couple of your top tips and checklist, really, of how to approach this and find the right fit for your brand. But until then, don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
Hey there, welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, and our guest today has been, and continues to be right now, Shamil Lace, CEO and founder of AppSumer, a paid marketing intelligence company. Shamil, it's been a great show so far. Learned a lot. I'm sure our listeners did as well. But now what I'd like you to do is share some practical, actionable advice, some do's and don'ts. You know, we said you have to be data-driven. It's all about the metrics. Even if you you don't necessarily care about the cost per action to get your customers on board with your mobile marketing, your investors will be watching you and holding you accountable for your budget. So there's a lot to be watching, a lot of moving parts. Top tip number one, what would you say a company must do to embrace a solution like yours?
Yeah, definitely. So I think number one has to be, everyone has to be aligned internally on what that key KPI is, or those key KPIs are. And ultimately, they need to be derived from, you know, what's investors looking at, what are the board level looking at. And it's really important that everyone's in the loop of that.
And is that often difficult? I mean, to sync up on a KPI, it sounds like it would be simple, but is it not obvious?
Yeah, I think it's more actually when you start going to agreeing on from a measurement perspective. So, you know, a typical challenge that we see is when people have different ideas between when you're looking at measuring cohorts versus actuals. And just to give some context, so actuals is looking at the date that the activity actually happened. So it's, you know, the day that, let's say, someone made some purchases. And cohorts is based on the day that you actually acquired that customer. And there can be some really varying gaps in this. And, you know, we've seen this time and time again where, you know, businesses are looking purely at actuals, and suddenly you might see things are doing well or things aren't doing very well. But the reality is it's really a delayed response, because we typically see that from someone installing an app to actually making purchases. You know, if you're looking purely at actuals, someone could have installed that app 2 years ago or a year ago. So the numbers aren't always synced up. So it's really key to get everyone on board. It's an education piece, I guess. I think it's something the marketing team are more aware of. And then it's about managing that up and educating the wider team.
Okay. Shamel, number two, what would be your top tip number two?
So number two, I think it's really important to get your internal data warehouse in order. And by that, I mean making sure you're not relying purely on the attribution tools, and you do have your internal system of record, which is all the way down to a customer ID level. And you're looking at things like all the various events, things like, you know, your final revenue, and this should be aligned to what your financial team is taking out. And your internal data warehouse is really what's going to enable you to process, you know, especially if you're a cross-device business. And again, we're seeing more and more of that, where I guess, you know, business, it's not just about having an app business. You might be an app first business, but people still behave and transact with your brand on desktop. And just having that internal data warehouse allows you to start looking at cross-device attribution and doing a lot further analysis.
Okay, so syncing up on your KPIs, cleaning up your in-house data. Number three.
And number three, I think, which is more of a hygiene thing, but it pays off a lot over the long term, is naming conventions when you're running all of these campaigns. It's something, you know, we work with a lot of businesses where we have to backdate their data. And we're fortunate where we've got some tools to kind of help us out there. But really, if you can get strict on your naming conventions and really enforce it from day one, it just saves you a ton of work in the future. And also you get a lot richer insights as well.
Yeah, naming conventions. I've seen that actually quite a lot, where basically it's almost like when you used to name files in the early days of Word doc, right? I mean, you'd name something and never be able to find it again. Well, if you don't name it properly, you can't repeat the campaign. You can't understand what you did, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we're talking about timing, you know, when you start timesing this by the thousands of ads that you're running, and also, you know, when we talk about pivot tables, if things aren't labeled consistently, it's really difficult to unify and get insight from it.
Well, Shamel, we're going to have you back again, because I happen to know you're also working on a very insightful report that will help us understand and evaluate mobile attribution tools. So we will have you back sometime later on in the summer. But in the meantime, how can people stay in touch with you, and what's up over at AppSumer?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, feel free to check out our site, which we've got a lot more information. We also have a regular blog with loads of content. Sign up to the newsletter. We've got loads of things going on there. And definitely follow us on Twitter. There's always things going on there as well. So it's at appsumer.io.
And that's AppSumer, A-P-P, S-U-M-E-R, sort of like consumer, but it's AppSumer.
Exactly.
Okay. And you can follow me at Peggy Ann, A-N-N-E, on Twitter, or you can email me peggy@mobilegroove.com, Mobile Groove, where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services and my columns and posts about the business of mobile. So that's a wrap. And if you have a great story to share about what you have achieved in mobile marketing or apps, then get in touch with me directly or via email or Twitter, DM me, whatever. I may ask you to join us to be a guest on the show. So until next time, you can check out this and earlier episodes of our show by going to cranberry.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So a big thank you from all of us here to all of you for listening to Mobile Presence, your place for everything mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.